this is a recreational area. There's a very high number of orthopedic injuries and injuries here that often require opioids to help. So I think in terms of the how common opioids are prescribed may set us apart. Another thing that may set us apart is the very high rate of mental illness. We all know that mental illness and drug misuse and abuse are linked. It just kind of makes the problem a much bigger problem locally, I think.
Right. And you mentioned that this is a really active community and we do have a really high rate of orthopedic surgeries. So what challenges does that present for doctors that are looking to reduce the number of opioid prescriptions?
There's a lot of pressure locally on physicians to decrease their opioid prescriptions. And in doing so, we have launched a big program at Aspen Valley Hospital. It really comes down to conversations with patients in terms of having the conversation of what your expectation of pain is and all these other modalities and medications that can be used to treat pain. And so it's become a much larger conversation.
How effective has that been? Do we have a sense of how that program is working so far?
We're tracking. The pharmacist is really tracking a lot of our use, and we've had a significant drop over the past 6 months in opioid use. And that does not correlate with patients' pain scores. So it's really in that conversation and learning of different ways to treat your pain that your pain is still going to be treated well with just fewer opioids or no opioids.